KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Premier Tommy Ntuli says he believes the Reserve Bank's prudential authority wants to destroy Itala. It's after the authority and repayment administrator this week launched an appeal against the High Court ruling allowing Itala to resume business operations. The entity's been blocked from running for several months, leaving depositors, mostly in KZN, unable to access their monies. It's after the administrator found that it was legally and technically insolvent. In a media briefing today, Ntuli says the provincial government will continue to defend the state entity.
I also engaged even the President of the Republic about this subject and the Minister of Finance nationally with the hope that such interventions were going to yield positive results. Even if it called for us to go to the Constitutional Court, we'll go to the Constitutional Court so that we save Itala.
And a Durban teenager who was arrested for opening what police believe to be a false case of rape and kidnapping has been released on bail. Authorities say the 18-year-old girl reported the incident earlier this month. She claimed that she had been at a party in Waterloo when one of her friends requested an e-hailing cab to take them home. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the teen claimed the driver took them to Durban instead, where she was forced to take drugs, assaulted and raped.
The complainant later confessed that she lied because she was afraid of her mother and that she did not want to embarrass herself in the community. The woman was duly arrested and charged. She appeared in the Verulam Magistrate Court on Monday and was released on bail.
Opposition parties believe the government's poor handling of the economy must shoulder the blame for the rise in unemployment. Yesterday, Stats SA revealed unemployment increased by 1 percentage point to 32.9% in the first quarter of 2025. The MK party's Hlamulo Ndlela says government is incapable of tackling the country's economic crisis.
The so-called government of national unity is the most betrayal of the people since 1994. It is the government of exclusion, not unity.
Raisa Mzansi Songezo Zibi says the country needs effective governance, not just a political party.
Slogans, ideological obsessions and so on, unfortunately, are not going to get us there and begin to see unemployment dropping because inclusive economic growth is improving.
And abroad, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused French President Emmanuel Macron of siding with terrorists. It's after Macron criticized Israel's blocking of aid to Gaza. On Tuesday, Macron accused Netanyahu's government of unacceptable and shameful behavior over the aid blockade. The United Nations has repeatedly warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Sundowns 1 point away from the Betway Premiership title. Ollie Watkins says that Villa will be hugely disappointed if they can't qualify for the Champions League this season. And Casper Ruud and Coco Gauff into the next rounds at the Italian Open.